he's been sure to run around.
You ever heard those called anything in particular?
No. Oh, love apples.
Is that right?
I've heard them called that.
You ever heard them called tiny toes?
No, guess not. I've heard that expression.
Love apples, that's interesting.
Yeah, love apples. The old pronunciation. Not pronunciation, but what they once called them is just more or less slang.
Mm-hmm. Well, what about potatoes? Do you distinguish between different types of potatoes?
Sweet potatoes and Irish potatoes.
Have you ever heard a sweet potato called anything else?
No, I guess not.
What about yam?
Yeah.
Same thing?
Yeah.
And this vegetable that'll make your eyes water.
Yeah.
Cut it. That's
cucumber.
Well, it's kind of, it's stronger than a cucumber. Really make you cry if you have to.
Oh, an onion. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
What about, talking about onions, these small ones that have the stalk on them?
Mm-hmm.
They call anything in particular?
We call them green onions.
It's green onions. Mm-hmm. Or what about this vegetable that's, I don't know, it's green, about that long. You can boil it and fry it.
Okay.
If you leave an apple or a plum around, it's going to dry up and
shrivel.
What about these leafy vegetables that come in heads?
Lettuce, cabbage.
Mm-hmm. What about, talking about vegetables, different types of beans? Mm-hmm. Could you name just a few different?
Green beans and butter beans.
If you've just picked some butter beans, you say you have to do what to them to get the beans?
Oh, shell them.
Shell them. Mm-hmm. And what about if you take the tops off turnips and boil them, you say you're cooking a mess of?
Oh, turnip greens.
Turnip greens. How would you buy lettuce if you asked me to go to the store?
Head lettuce.
Have you ever heard people refer to their children as having so many heads of children?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Heads of family. Heads of children.
What about, a large family, a man who had 7 boys and 7 girls? Have you ever heard any particular expression used? Boy, he sure has got just a whole...
What? No. Children. Whole bunch.
How about passel?
Yeah, passel. I've heard that expression.
What do you call the outside covering of an ear of corn?
Oh, the shuck.
Shuck?
Mm-hmm.
And the part that grows out the top?
Tassel.
And the stuff that you brush off the ear? What is that?
That'd be the silk.
The silk? Is there any particular term you use to describe corn that's tender enough to eat off the cob?
Corn on the cob, I
think. You ever heard people say roasting ears?
Yeah, uh-huh. Yeah, heard that.
But what about this large vegetable you see a lot around Halloween?
Oh, pumpkin.
Mm-hmm. And this yellow vegetable, well, it has a crooked neck.
Oh, a squash.
Mm-hmm. Could you name a few different types of melons?
Watermelons. Muskmelon. Cantaloupe.
What about the watermelons? Do they have different colored meats?
Red.
Just red?
As far as I know. Maybe some different types and brands in this country already I've never seen or stolen.
Is it possible to distinguish between the different colors without cutting it?
Nothing.
I haven't seen these around here, but sometimes they grow wild in people's front yards. They have a slender stalk and it spreads out at the top. It kind of looks like an umbrella when it's open.